USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Some surprising information coming from a new COVID study. The CDC announcing Friday that almost 75% of those infected in a recent outbreak in Massachusetts were vaccinated. The study also finds vaccinated people who are infected have just as much of the virus in their noses as the unvaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky calls the report concerning, and she says it was a pivotal discovery that led to the new masking guidelines.
The more the virus is mutating, the more it has an opportunity to mutate away from our vaccines and to be able to evade them.
Dr. Walensky in Fox News Friday. She also says the Biden administration is looking into a federal vaccine mandate. Efforts to extend a federal eviction moratorium fail. House Democrats hoping to extend the moratorium before Saturday's deadline don't even get to hold a vote. Party aides tell NBC News there weren't enough votes to extend the moratorium. House now in recess for almost 2 months. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Notes taken from a phone call appear to show former President Trump pressuring Justice Department officials to publicly question the results of the 2020 election. New York Democratic Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney releasing the notes Friday. The handwritten notes taken by then Acting Deputy Attorney General Richard Donahue during a December 2020 call with him, Trump, and former Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen. According to Donahue's notes, Trump told Rosen to say the election was corrupt and leave the rest to me, that being Trump. But Donahue and Rosen told Trump his claims of election fraud were false. Maloney says the notes show Trump directly instructed our nation's top law enforcement agency to take steps to overturn a free and fair election. A Texas Republican is the nation's newest lawmaker. Congressman Jake Elzey sworn in Friday after a runoff election to replace the late Ron Wright. Elzey credits his campaign's positive outlook for the win over Wright's widow, who is backed by Trump.
It comes down to what kind of campaign do you want, what run, what kind of vision do you have for the United States? And I'm a Reagan Republican, and I believe in our brighter future for tomorrow.
He tells CBS News his priorities will be the military, the southern border, and federal spending. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A top Democrat blocking a bipartisan effort to get to the bottom of how COVID started. Here's Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is not a fan of holding hearings to discuss the origins of COVID-19, and Republican Congressman from South Carolina, Nancy Mace, disagrees with the speaker.
But right now, Nancy Pelosi is playing hide-and-seek. She doesn't want to get down and figure out what's really going on and what happened. This is a massive, massive pandemic that is affecting everybody around the world, and we're just letting China literally run away with it.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. House Republicans have pushed Pelosi to hold hearings to investigate the Wuhan lab, but she calls this practice a distraction. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Democrats may try to put immigration reform into the infrastructure budget bill. Here's Wendy King.
Democratic lawmakers are saying they plan to include immigration reform in a budget bill that wouldn't require any Republican votes to pass in the Senate. Republican lawmakers are pushing back against the bill.
This idea of putting DACA in the infrastructure package is a terrible idea.
Senator Lindsey Graham, after President Biden suggested adding immigration language to the infrastructure budget bill. It could be passed in the Senate through reconciliation with a simple majority. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin said dreamers can't wait any longer. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.